Mike V, East Coast Radio.
Being on air first thing in the morning, you realize that many of your listeners are awake, exercising first thing. But many more wish they could exercise, but instead are doing chores that adults need to do. Making kids lunch, getting to work nice and early, perhaps fitting in a study session early on every day. And exercise falls to the wayside. Now that the sun has begun to rise a bit earlier in KZN, it means we're pushing towards summer, and I thought it might be a good time to consider the world of exercise and how it can be more useful to you and me. So I did some digging, and I learned about an exercise phenomenon called exercise snacking, which encourages you to do very short bursts of exercise multiple times a day to fit in a massive calorie burn. And it turns out that it can be hugely effective in aiding weight loss and improving general health. So we contacted a KZN-based expert, and we find out all the details around the world of exercise snacking.
My name is Dr. Pasol Shabundi. I am a sport and exercise medicine physician based in Durban with a clinical interest in injury and illness management in the exercising athlete.
Dr. Zondi reckons that the science of exercise snacking definitely holds up.
A number of studies have been conducted now on exercise snacking. It's about short bursts of vigorous activity that you do at least twice or more throughout the day. It could be climbing steps, it could be jumping jacks, it could be anything that's really done in a burst, and it could be as short as 5 minutes or as long as sort of 10, 15 minutes consolidated bursts throughout the day, depending on the kind of exercise you do. So in other words, whether you're doing, you know, squats that are more muscle related, or whether you're doing flights of exercise. The research does show that it improves cardiorespiratory fitness, that improves even strength-related parameters. Specifically, when you are looking at sedentary individuals or people who had previous sort of risk factors or comorbidities, who then start doing this exercise snacking.
Okay, so the theory works. What about the practice? We heard from Tori, who's a friend of the show, and she reckons she's not been able to exercise because of a lack of time.
It seems like a massive chunk of the day to go all the way to the gym, get changed, you know, shower afterwards and come home when I need to be making dinner, doing homework, doing all of those activities. So basically the time constraints.
Yeah, I hear you, Tori. So do you think it's actually worth your time to exercise?
Look, I think exercising previously, I've achieved really good results and felt good afterwards. It's just always been an issue of maintenance and getting the drive to continue.
Mm-hmm. And what about exercise snacking, Tori? Does it sound reasonable to you? Can you fit in like 5 to 10 minute bites of exercise throughout the day?
Yes, I definitely think that it would work for me, because cutting it into 5 minutes doesn't seem like a massive sacrifice.
Well, it sounds like there's an opportunity here for Tori. Excuse me while I do a couple of squats to get a bit of an exercise snack in. We asked Dr. Zondi about whether or not the science suggests that there is a minimum amount of time I should be exercising in a burst for it to qualify as exercise, like a minimum threshold. If I do it for 2 minutes, is it enough?
There used to be a minimum, right? So they used to say you must exercise for at least 10 minutes, whereas these days with exercise snacking, the principle is that it can be as short as 5 minutes. I think we should still aim for accumulating 75 minutes per week of vigorous activity or 150 minutes of moderate activity per week. But how you do it is up to you, and that's the beautiful thing about exercise snacking. Many people have introduced it to break up their sitting time at home. So they'll do every hour on the hour, every 60 to 90 minutes, they'll just do 5 minutes or 10 minutes of whether it's chair squats, they'll walk around while they're on the phone. You can be really creative about it, right? So you can be on the phone, even if you've got a meeting, and pick up some weights and do weights, alternate which arm you do weights on. This all counts as exercise snacking, and this is all of it can add towards the sum total of 75 minutes.
Fascinating stuff, right? Earlier on, we heard from Tori, who mentioned that she was keen to try exercise snacking, and it's been a couple of days since she began, and we asked for her first bit of feedback.
I actually found the exercise snacking very easy to incorporate in my day. I made sure that I did a quick 5 minute walk before work. When I fetched my daughter from school, we played outside for a couple of minutes. Then later on in the day, in between dinner and showering, I was able to add in another 10 minutes. So I found it very easy to incorporate, and it really didn't feel like I was taking anything out of my schedule to do so, which is really, really awesome for me.
Okay, so it sounds like a winner for someone who might be sedentary. If you've not exercised since high school, this could be the thing for you. But what about someone who potentially wants to use exercise snacking to improve on their comrades' time?
If you've got performance aspirations, like you're trying to improve your 5 kilometer time or your, you know, marathon time, then I think you need to contextualize exercise snacking, right? And it's not going to help you reach your goal. If you're wanting to enjoy the health benefits in terms of cardiorespiratory fitness, improvements in insulin sensitivity and glycemic control, those kind of benefits, absolutely. In the person who was previously sedentary, who had previous risk factors and was doing nothing, you absolutely can get some benefits. And then, of course, in terms of the psychological benefits, everybody, whether you are sedentary, whether you're already active, we know that moving regularly and breaking up specifically if your work day does have anti-anxiety effects and other positive mental health benefits.
A fresh approach to exercise through exercise snacking could be a game changer for you, like it has been for Tori, who we'll hear from in just a minute. But Dr. Sondi wants to remind you that this isn't a quick fix, but is instead a more constructive way to incorporate exercise into your life.
The key to successful exercise snacking, success being enjoying the benefits of this activity on your health, would be that A, your burst must be vigorous, and B, it must be consistent. So in other words, you won't enjoy the health benefits if you just do it for one day. It would be that any of the benefits that have been shown through the research have been demonstrated in people who have been consistent about these exercise snacks over a period of at least 3-6 weeks or longer.
The benefits sound really strong for the average person. So we checked in once more with Tori a week after beginning exercise snacking, and we wanted to find out if she felt those benefits and if she thought maybe she could use exercise snacking for the indefinite future.
After the first day, I did feel a bit of stiffness, which was great because I knew that even though it had taken up no effort during my day, I had some results, which was awesome. And then definitely I did feel like holistically it was very easy to incorporate and definitely put me in a good place.
Tori gives it a glowing review, and I think the science shows this could be a really useful tool for you. If you want to meet up with Dr. Sondi in person to chat more about this or anything else, you can find her very easily.
You're welcome to get hold of me at Prime at Moses Mabida, where I do some sessions on appointment. Alternatively, you can follow me on Twitter or on Instagram at Pato_Z. That's at PHATHO_Z.
I hope that you've enjoyed the idea of this, and if you are getting exercise snacking right, let me know. Email me, michael@ecr.co.za. I would love to hear from you, and we can put you on the radio to get some reviews of your experience of exercise snacking.